Hello and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. Today we're going to be reading Mr. Tuesday by Jerry. This fic is rated explicit. It is 7.3k long. The relationship is Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. And some of the tags are sex work, prostitution, religion, closeted character, cheating, kind of, forced marriage, off-screen relationships, and then there's a couple of tags about what kind of sex is happening. It is all safe, sane, and consensual. The summary is Tuesday. Harry loved Mr. Tuesday. It was true that most of his clients were regulars, but there was just something about Mr. Tuesday that would make him stand out amongst the others, even if he hadn't booked almost every single Tuesday with him for the past year. It was the first day of Harry's work week, and Mr. Tuesday always eased him into it in such a pleasant way. The pages of the date book fluttered as Harry used his thumb to open to the current page. Everyone used the online schedule system now, but Harry always preferred paper. He copied any appointments down every morning to keep it up to date. He slid his finger across his handwriting in pink ink until he came to today. Tuesday. Harry loved Mr. Tuesday. It was true that most of his clients were regulars, but there was just something about Mr. Tuesday that would make him stand out amongst the others, even if he hadn't booked almost every single Tuesday with him for the past year. It was the first day of Harry's work week, and Mr. Tuesday always eased him into it in such a pleasant way. It also meant Harry didn't have to worry about primping himself all weekend, since Mr. Tuesday liked him more natural. It was one less day he had to shave his sensitive parts. Harry still prepared like he would for any client. He spent some time in the shower washing every inch of himself, and then cleaned and sanitized the bathroom behind himself. He threw on a robe and some little shorts so he wasn't completely naked as he moved around the room. His checklist was so routine now, as he checked that the bedside table was fully stocked, even though it would be impossible to go through that many condoms in one session. There was a light knock on the door, and Harry glanced up at his clock. 5:30, right on time. Harry took the few steps around the bed to answer the door while he was still wearing his robe. It wasn't one of his sexy silk ones. It was pink and fluffy and usually only used to snuggle into when he wasn't on the clock. Mr. Tuesday only liked Harry's lingerie on special occasions. Always aware of safety, Harry checked the peephole before opening the door. Mr. Tuesday handed him the token that confirmed he checked in at the front, just as all of his clients had to. There didn't need to be any negotiations. They were both on the same page. "Hey, Lou," Harry cooed, as he let Mr. Tuesday inside before he took his face gently into his hands and gave him a loving kiss. "H," Mr. Tuesday breathed out, so much stress dissipating in one syllable. They'd chosen a small amount of anonymity back at the start. All of Lou's information was registered, and if there was ever a problem, Harry could always learn it that way. They'd both chosen names similar to their real ones, and it felt affectionate, like nicknames, even if Harry knew his real name was Louis. "Missed you." Lou's voice was soft and near Harry's ear as he kissed up his jaw. Lou was by far Harry's favorite client. He had come to Harry with a simple but straightforward request. "When I'm here, can we just pretend like we're in a relationship?" Lou had asked. "Just a simple, loving relationship?" Something in Harry's heart had jumped, which wasn't something that normally happened while he was working. Lou wore his age well, even if Harry didn't know it. His hair was fading into gray in a way that made it look like it had been done on purpose. The deepening lines around his eyes when he smiled only made him look kind. Harry knew he would have no trouble pretending to be in a relationship with such a man. Harry gave him one more sweet kiss on the lips before he gave Lou a playful pat on the bum and shooed him off to the bathroom. It was a requirement that all of Harry's clients shower before anything truly started, even the ones he trusted the most. Lou always chose the earthy tones of Harry's Aveda products. They were his personal bottles, but he had left them out once by accident and loved the smell on Lou's body so much that he now left them out just for him. After setting the session timer, Harry settled onto his bed with his book, propped up on his pillows. He didn't have to worry about appearing sexy with Lou. Lou didn't come here for the novelty of paid sexual acts. Lou came here to feel normal. It wasn't something they'd ever truly discussed, but Harry wanted to give him that. He behaved with Lou how he would with any boyfriend, and part of that was not putting on a show. "What are you reading?" Lou asked as he emerged from the bathroom with one towel around his waist as he used a second to ruffle his wet hair. Harry moved his fingers and held it up so Lou could see the cover. "Just a book of poems I found in a box the other day." He closed the book and placed it down on the side table before looking over at Lou. Lou was such husband material, and Harry wondered why he came here. Surely there was a line of people waiting to snatch him up for themselves on the outside. Lou was the type of fit that looked effortless. His muscles stood out as he continued to dry himself off, which was a sight that often made Harry get a little hard. Lou's chest hair was just perfect, the grays popping up there making him even more attractive. He was the daddy that Harry fantasized about. Being attracted to clients wasn't usually something Harry thought about. It was his job, and he didn't care what any of his clients looked like. Except when it came to Lou, playing the part allowed him to be. He was allowed to let his eyes roam over and appreciate his body. He was allowed to palm himself when he thought about all the dirty things they had done. In this room, for the next hour, Lou was the love of Harry's life, and he fully submerged himself into the role. Lou let out a small laugh as he caught Harry staring. Harry grinned at the bashful bow of Lou's head that he had come to know so well. It was so endearing and genuine and perfect to fit the mood. It felt like they'd been married for years and they could still have little stomach flutter acknowledgments that they were attracted to each other. It wasn't the way he behaved with other clients with tunnel vision for sex. "Did you just get home?" Louis asked him as he sat on the edge of the bed in his towel and angled his body towards Harry. The question was their code for Louis to ask if Harry had seen any other clients today. Harry knew Lou was only asking to be considerate of Harry, and not that Lou was jealous. If there had been a booking earlier on Tuesday, Louis liked to modify how they spent their time together. Louis was a very sensual lover, but he wouldn't drag it out too long if Harry was already worn out. Harry never minded either way. Harry shook his head. "No, I've been home all day." Louis grinned warmly, the laugh lines around his eyes deep and welcoming. It was his soul that made him look young. Harry was sure of it. There was a light that radiated out with such pure enthusiasm that it was hard not to get swept up in it. Harry could only dream of his husband someday looking at him just like that. It made his heart hurt a little to watch all of that close off as Louis left his room at the end of each session. There wasn't much Harry knew about Mr. Tuesday or his life on the outside. They'd spent many hours together, and Louis never opened up about much even when they had extra time to spare. Harry could at least pick out that Louis came here just like many men in the area came here, even some women. They were just down the road from one of the biggest communities of the faith in the country, a religion with an emphasis on strict rules and the fear of God. Sexual repression and shame was deeply seated and enforced in their culture, and Harry saw many clients that came to him to find a brief glimpse of freedom and relief, which he was happy to provide. Harry was far enough removed from the church that they could hide their sins from God in Harry's bedroom without word getting out. Harry gathered that Louis was in the faith just by the way he dressed in such plain, nondescript clothing, and sometimes by his pattern of speech. It was obvious that Louis was gay, but their interactions left Harry to assume he was only allowed to be gay with Harry every Tuesday evening. For one night a week, Louis was happily in a relationship with a man and could experience a taste of what his life could have been like. That was how Harry thought of him anyway. Perhaps Harry thought of Mr. Tuesday a bit more than he should, but he couldn't help it. Other clients spilled their whole life story, or at least the parts that brought them in for Harry's services. Louis had always been tight-lipped about that, and it naturally made Harry curious and wiggled its way into the free spaces in his mind on a regular basis. Louis reached over and rested his hand just below Harry's robe on his bare thigh. His shorts didn't cover much, which gave Louis's hand ample room to wander over warm skin. Lou's palms were those of a working man, of someone willing to get their hands dirty, but they were never rough. His calluses were well taken care of, unlike the men who probably wouldn't even wash their hands first if Harry didn't make them. Harry welcomed Lou's hands anywhere on his body, especially next to others. "You think you're going to get lucky tonight?" Harry smirked and raised a challenging eyebrow. The expression he received in response was all the confirmation Harry needed to know that Louis was in a playful mood tonight. They were always able to tease each other a little bit, but there were some weeks when Harry could sense a more serious tone was needed. It made him happy when Louis was like this. "I think you're the lucky one," Lou replied, as his hand made its way higher until the tips of his fingers slid just under the hem of Harry's shorts. His pinky and ring finger spread out towards Harry's inner thigh and grazed his balls as they did. It was such a non-sexual sexual touch and made Harry feel warm inside. Other men weren't particularly rough with Harry unless that was what they had negotiated, but there was always a confidence in how they touched him. Everything was purposeful with them. Lou wasn't like that. There were weeks when they never made it past a long makeout session snuggled into Harry's blankets. There were weeks where only Harry got off. Lou was never a selfish lover, not every action pushing towards the goal they had a finite amount of time to reach. Harry let his thighs part in invitation, and Lou took the bait. His fingers tickled the sensitive skin there with a few slow back and forths before sliding up and over the bulge of Harry's tiny shorts. Over time, Harry had learned to control most of his body's responses, but with Louis, he just let it happen. Though he was always a little interested with Mr. Tuesday around, Harry was still mostly flaccid under the weight of Lou's cupped hand. He watched Harry's face as he dragged his thumb back and forth, causing more blood to rush south. Sometimes there was talking, sometimes there wasn't. It was the most realistic sex Harry engaged in. Today, Lou seemed more interested in exploring Harry's body, and so he let him. He watched as Lou spread his hands over one of the laurels tattooed on his hip, giving it a gentle little squeeze. This job provided Harry with more than enough money to ink himself whenever he had the urge, which meant his skin was littered with designs while Louis was a blank slate. Other than what he was doing with Harry, Louis didn't seem like much of a rebel of the faith. The towel loosened from around Lou's waist as he slowly crawled over Harry's body. He swung a leg over Harry's hips to straddle him, hovering close enough to Harry's crotch that he could feel his body heat and the occasional brush of his own naked parts through the fabric of his shorts. Edging was something that Harry personally enjoyed, and he fought the urge to push himself up into it. Louis would make sure he got there eventually. There was a time when Louis had been very timid and unsure, but those days were gone. He didn't hesitate to slide his hands up Harry's stomach to his chest, squeezing his pecs while he leaned over to nudge Harry into position for a kiss that was slow and sweet. It melted Harry right into the pillows behind him. It always took a while for Louis to warm up when it came to his own body. By trial and error, Harry learned Lou's tells and didn't attempt to touch too early. Louis never pushed him away, but his body became tense if Harry placed his hands on him too early in their foreplay. If that happened, there was a good chance Louis would remain that way for the rest of their time, which wasn't as fun for either of them. So Harry pushed his robe fully open and dedicated his efforts to Louis's mouth. With other clients, Harry was always aware of the passage of time. He knew the rhythms to move them along through the act so all the boxes were checked by the time the session was over. That never worked with Louis. There was never a script Harry could follow with him. Some men slobbered all over him like over-eager puppies, thinking it was a show of their skill, but Louis never tried to show off. It was enjoyable to close his eyes and just experience the soft trail of kisses and licks that Louis left as he traveled down his torso. Definitely hard now, Louis grinned as he grabbed the waist of Harry's shorts and lifted the elastic over his erection. The shorts slipped down his legs easier after that. Harry was proud of his cock, and it was one of the things that led him into this business. He knew it was above average in length and girth, but not so much to make it disproportionate. Every appendage was long or large when compared to most, but perfect for his body. Louis wasn't small by any means, but Harry loved the way his dick looked in Louis's grip. His own hand covered so much of it in contrast. The first kiss to the tip made Harry moan, and it wasn't even for show. In no hurry to gobble him down, Louis took his time mouthing at all of Harry's most sensitive spots with a patience Harry could never have. There was such a divide between sex as his job and sex for himself that even the way he got turned on was different. He rarely got wet with a client, but Louis could milk it from him with seemingly little effort. The first time it happened, Louis looked confused until he learned that it was a normal thing, even if most men didn't produce much at all. Now he leapt it up and spread it over the head like his favorite ice cream topping. With only a brief pause, Lou reached over to the pump bottle of lube Harry had beside the bed. It was cheaper to buy in bulk with how much he went through in a week. Harry usually opened himself up and wore a plug before each client, but Louis didn't take advantage of that. He still fingered Harry thoroughly, and sometimes even made him come just from that. Harry knew Louis came to him with very little experience, so he had learned on Harry's body and knew every single one of Harry's weaknesses. Sometimes it was almost too much. Louis's fingers went slow and deep, but he could tell that it wasn't Louis's plan to torture him to the edge tonight, even if Harry would like that very much. There was purpose behind his motions, and he knew tonight was going to be good. His fingers threaded into Louis's hair and followed his motion as he took his dick back into his mouth. Louis pushed back into his hand, so Harry added pressure and gripped his hair. He hit the back of Louis's throat and felt the instinctual gulp of Louis's reflex that almost made him come on the spot. The noise that came out of him was deep and desperate as he tried to hold on. "Lou, I'm too close," he tugged at Louis's hair. Louis coughed as he pulled off, his eyes watering when he looked up. Usually Harry was the one who looked like that during a session. Harry reached over to grab a condom from the table and ripped it open as Louis moved to kneel between Harry's bent knees. Harry reached down to give him a few strokes before slowly rolling the condom down his cock. It was simple, but always something that got Louis going. In their first session, he had fumbled with the condom, and Harry had taken it out of his shaking hands and rolled it down with his mouth. Seeing how much it affected him, Harry put Louis's condom on ever since. "How do you want me?" Harry asked, dick hard and aching there between them. "Like that one time," Louis said as he slipped his hands down to rub the underside of Harry's thighs. His dick twitched, knowing exactly what Louis meant, and he hooked his own hands beneath his knees and pulled them back. Harry was quite flexible and did a lot of yoga to stay that way for things just like this. Louis's hands slid up to the back of his calves and pushed until Harry was easily folded in half, ass up and spread open. Louis hovered as he got more lube, and then his dick was right there and pushing inside. It was weird to admit, but Louis was about the size of his favorite dildo, which made him feel so familiar before he even became irregular. It wasn't too big or too small, but just right to make him feel good. In this position, it pushed in and dragged pressure over his prostate, which made him moan and grip the places he was still holding his legs. When Louis bottomed out, the soft line of hair down his stomach tickled the underside of Harry's balls. It felt even better when Louis curved his body forward, skin covering skin until their lips could meet. Their kisses were deep and needy, but not sloppy. Louis was purposeful with each movement and matched the slow rock of his hips to their pace. Mr. Tuesday loved to make love to him, and Harry wasn't going to stop him when it felt so good. It was sometimes unnerving how Louis could read him when he spent so much of his time putting on a show. He left down too many walls with Louis without even realizing it until it was too late. This was supposed to be about the client, and yet Louis directed his efforts toward the slow but steady drag that made Harry feel disconnected from his body. Louis mumbled things Harry didn't register as his thrust punched harder until Harry was coming all over himself just from that. He blinked his eyes open as Louis switched his efforts to himself, grunting his way to orgasm a few moments later. Thank God Harry didn't schedule any clients after Mr. Tuesday, because he felt wrecked and knew he probably looked it as well. He glanced at his clock and saw that more time had passed than he'd thought, and they were nearing the end of their session. Louis pulled away and disposed of the condom before returning with a warm wet cloth for Harry's stomach. There were only a few thoughtful clients like that, but none quite the way that Louis was. He leaned over and pecked Harry on the lips before he slipped back into the bathroom, and Harry heard the shower turn on. The option was always available, and most of his clients chose to shower after they were done as well. Harry was glad to have a few minutes to himself after having his brains fucked out by someone who had paid him to do it. Harry almost always came during sessions, but the practiced way that he did was nothing like having it coaxed and forced out of you by someone who knew what they were doing. He needed the time to come back to himself so he could be the professional that he was. By the time Louis emerged from the shower fully dressed, Harry was back in his robe and ready to see him out. A quick kiss and then the veil was back up, the playful expression gone from Louis's face as he stepped out the door. Harry closed and locked it behind him, and then headed towards the bathroom for another rinse off himself. Just like always, the wad of cash was there on the counter between the split sinks. It was neatly tucked into an envelope and not exchanged in person, so it didn't break the scene. But the tip was always there, along with a little note that always made Harry smile. This time, it was just a messy heart and a smiley face with crosses for eyes. He set it back down and let the hot water run over him longer than usual. H? The coffee shop was small, yet always busy, and Harry would still know that voice above anything. He placed his bookmark into his book as calmly as he could and looked up to see exactly who he'd expected moving towards his table. It was such a shock to see one of his clients in the wild, and he struggled to find the best way to react. In the end, he just greeted him as he would greet any one of his friends. Hey, Lou, Harry said, and hoped that Louis wouldn't understand his slip. Even if he did, Harry always called him Mr. Tuesday affectionately in his head. He didn't appear to be offended as he pulled out the chair across from Harry at the small table and sat down. "Why are you in a coffee shop?" Louis asked. It sounded like a genuine question, even if there was a hint of accusation in his delivery. Harry tilted his head as he looked across at him for a moment. "Did you think I'm locked in my room having sex all day?" After he asked, he saw that Louis thought exactly that. He wasn't sure whether to be offended or laugh when Louis looked so innocent. "I'm a free agent and set my own schedule. I have time away from my job just like anyone else." "Yeah, right. Of course. I'm sorry. I guess I just never thought about it before." Harry nodded and took a sip of his peppermint tea from his mug. It was approaching a temperature too cold to be enjoyable, so he took another quick sip. "Why are you in a coffee shop?" Harry turned the question back on to him. "I've never seen you in here before." "This isn't really my type of place," Louis said as he looked around like he'd suddenly landed himself in a foreign country. "I had to bring my wife's car over to this side of town to be serviced." Harry hummed and kept his mouth hidden with the white mug as he took another sip so Louis wouldn't see the tightening of his expression. He worked to keep it neutral. His wife. It wasn't any of Harry's business, and he knew many of his clients were married or in relationships. It was something that was bound to happen in his line of work. He'd made his peace with that long ago, knowing that cheaters would be cheaters whether they were paying for it or not. He wasn't forcing anyone to have sex with him, and he wasn't actively seeking anyone out for services. They all knowingly came to him, and that was on their conscience, not Harry's. It just felt different, hearing it directly. Louis must have still seen his expression because his eyes went wide and he shook his head. No, it isn't like that, he started to defend. Harry held his hand up to stop him, but he plowed on. He took a moment, and Harry watched him visibly deflate with his next words. "We haven't had a physical relationship in 20 years. It was information Harry didn't want to know, but the shock of his admission caused him to blurt out, "You haven't had sex in 20 years? Just a little too loud for their surroundings. He quickly hushed his voice and glanced around, glad no one else appeared to have noticed. "It had been 20 years? He tried again. Louis shrugged, his eyes down on the table where his hands were folded in front of him. The shame and embarrassment was palpable, and Harry had spent enough time around him to recognize the hints of his mood. "I'm sorry. That's not something I need to know. That's just..." Harry looked off through the window to the busy street, trying to imagine what a marriage with no intimacy might look like. Louis shrugged. "We never loved each other, and we both knew that. There was a lot less fighting when I started sleeping on the couch in my office." Harry frowned. The image of Louis sleeping on a couch just to avoid a fight made his heart ache, and so did thinking of him in a loveless marriage. He understood now why Louis came to him, and was starting to digest the reasons he paid Harry so much just to kiss him. It left him wondering how many marriages within the faith were carbon copies of Louis's behind closed doors. "Wait," Harry said as his mind took a step back to do the math. 20 years? How old are you?" Louis was significantly older than Harry, but 20 years was a long time, especially stacked on top of years of marriage before that. 45, Louis said, as he absently scratched the red-tinted stubble along his jaw. Sorry, that isn't any of my business either. It's fine, Louis shrugged. I got married young. Married young, but not for love, Harry repeated thoughtfully. Piecing together the life of one of his clients wasn't on his agenda for today, or ever, really, but here they were, and Harry couldn't find a reason to weasel away from the conversation. He didn't want to find a reason, either. A bit cliché, I know, Louis said with a small chuckle. I went on a mission trip one summer when I was in high school, with too many opportunities for privacy. Sex education was pretty lacking, so you can imagine how that went. I didn't even know what a condom was back then. Louis sounded amused, but Harry could also sense the underlying despair of his teenage self radiating from him. Premarital sex is one of the worst things you can do if you're familiar with the faith at all. Harry nodded. He knew enough to understand what Louis meant. Our parents forced us to get married. The wedding was a few weeks before I turned 17. I dropped out of school to start working, and we had a baby by spring. Harry nodded as the facts filtered into the gaps of his assumptions. It all made a lot of sense. If you don't love each other, wouldn't it be better to get a divorce? The small, bitter laugh reminded Harry that life in the faith wasn't the same as it was for everyone else. That's grounds for excommunication, and I didn't want to lose my kids for that. She threatened it enough, though, back when we fought. I started a painting and contracting business, and by the time our youngest was born, I was making enough money to keep her happy. We're still together for appearances, but there's not much there. Does she know about... Harry didn't want to say it out loud, even if no one else was listening. It didn't feel right within the tone of their conversation. Heavens no, Louis said quickly, his face morphing into one of horror until he schooled his features once again. We don't... It's not something we talk about. Louis looked down at his hands, and Harry gave him space to elaborate if he wanted to. Of course, Harry was curious, but sexual intimacy and emotional intimacy were two very different things. They could share the space of their sessions and still keep their personal lives held close. Harry did it every single day, and that separation was how he was able to continue. Somehow, this was the first time he'd ever run into a client of his in public, but he still respected those boundaries. I knew that in hindsight I'd known for a lot longer, but I was in my 30s when I, you know, realized I was attracted to men. Louis struggled to say things that had always come naturally for Harry, and he knew he was lucky when it came to his own journey to self-acceptance, and couldn't even imagine what it was like to be gay and repressed within the faith. Louis stood to lose everything if he came out. He watched the internal debate Louis had before he glanced up at Harry nervously. I've never said any of this to anyone before. Only what I said to you. Harry hoped his expression was encouraging as Louis let out a long, slow breath. When our youngest left the house, there was suddenly so much free time to just think. So much of my week revolved around them, and then I didn't have somewhere I had to be every evening, and I just... Louis shifted in his seat and nervously scanned the faces around him for anyone who might overhear. My mom passed away from cancer when she was around my age, and I guess you could say my own mortality got to me. I didn't want to look back and regret never trying, you know, with a man. Harry couldn't help the small grin that curled on his face by the way he was so shy about saying it. So you came to me, he said smugly, teasingly, and watched color rise on Louis's cheeks. I didn't mean for it to be an ongoing thing, but I... Louis glanced up at Harry again, a grin threatening to pop out. But I ended up really enjoying it. So I started taking some night classes and, yeah. And visit me instead? No, I'm actually taking a night class. It's just on Thursdays. Louis smirked at him. Mr. Tuesday back with the mischief sparkling in his eyes. Harry wasn't acting when he grinned right back. Before I say something, I want you to know that I do understand what our relationship is. Harry shifted in his seat and braced himself for whatever was coming. He liked Mr. Tuesday. He didn't want to be in a situation where he had to ban him as a client or get a restraining order, but he needed to recognize it if he did. He was very familiar with manipulative men, and Louis was still a client paying him for sex. There had been a few men in the past who became a little too infatuated with him, but he cut contact before it went too far. He was always alert. I really do enjoy our time together. That's why I keep coming back. It's the one thing I look forward to every week, and not just for the sex. Even though that's pretty great, too. I'm sorry if that's weird, but I don't get to be the person I am with you anywhere else, and it's really nice. Harry had sex for a living. It wasn't glamorous, or noteworthy, or even respectable, and yet he unknowingly provided a safe space for someone who'd never had one before. It made him tear up in the middle of the coffee shop when he thought everything was about to go south. He swallowed them back as much as he could before he spoke, and he hoped Louis didn't notice. "That's unfortunate for everyone else, because I really enjoy Mr. Tuesday," he said honestly. He couldn't imagine Louis as anyone other than the man he'd come to know over the past year. "Mr. Tuesday?" Louis asked with a laugh, and Harry's face burned with embarrassment. "That's your name in my planner. I always know what I'll be doing on Tuesday. Or who, I guess." "Consistency is key," Louis told him, his lips twitching while he held back a fond expression. None of this was acting for Harry, and he could tell it wasn't for Louis either. Outside of the confines of their usual space, there were no excuses or no reasons to keep up any act, and yet here they were behaving the exact same way. "I actually enjoy our sessions too," Harry admitted softly, as he leaned forward with his arms folded on the table. "You don't get sick of having sex with people all the time?" Louis asked curiously. "It's different with everyone. Some of them are okay, some of them aren't. Very rarely is someone really good," Harry said, glancing up to Louis at the end to emphasize his point. "Yeah?" Louis asked in a whisper like he didn't believe it. "You're there, you should know." Harry leaned in a little bit closer, lowering his voice even further. "I'm not that good at acting. You made me come untouched last week." "I thought that was a professional talent," Louis said, looking smug and much too proud of himself. "It is when I'm in control of myself doing it, not when it just happens," he giggled. The way Louis made love to him, it was honestly a tragedy that no one had experienced that for decades, or possibly even ever before. Louis deserved to have someone in his life that would love him back the same way. "Honestly, have you thought about dating at all? About coming out?" It made something tighten in his chest to say it, and he didn't want to lose Louis as a client, but if it would make Louis's life better to set him free, then he would. Louis looked like he'd never been asked something like that before, and he probably hadn't. "It would have to be secret unless I was ready to move out and give everything up. I don't believe in the faith anymore, but I still go through the motions. I always have, so it's easier to just keep doing what I've been doing. It would take someone special for me to change that, but I can't find someone unless I am ready to lose that first. It's a big circle." "What about your kids? Would you lose your kids?" Harry was too invested now, roots planting themselves around his heart as he learned more about Mr. Tuesday. Louis was a handsome older man, and Harry was sure that he didn't even know it. His answer was to pay Harry to have sex with him because it was discreet, but also sounded scared of being rejected if he put himself out there. "I'm not sure. I made them go to college outside the faith when they graduated. One is an art major, which infuriates my wife," he commented with a chuckle. "I don't know what she expected when she grew up around paint. I think they would have a hard time with it, but they're more open-minded than I was at their age. I always tried to hide it from them, but they knew I wasn't happy with their mom while they were growing up. It might depend on how their mother handled it. They might side with her." Louis's phone started to buzz, and he pulled it out of his pocket. "Speaking of kids," he said as he held up his phone briefly to show the caller ID photo of a young woman that was probably around the same age as Harry, smiling alongside Louis. It reminded him that Louis was old enough to be his dad. "I'm sorry. I've got to take this. It was great chatting." And with that, Louis got up, answered his phone, and with a small wave at the door of the shop was gone, leaving Harry behind to stew in all the boundaries he'd crossed with one of his clients. The next morning, Harry sat down at the small table in his room to copy over his schedule for the week. With a late appointment the night before, he'd stayed over in his room rather than going back to his apartment, which he often did if he wasn't expecting any clients the next day. He didn't live too far away, but it was a long enough drive that a lot of times it didn't make sense to make the trip when he had a perfectly comfortable setup where he was. He also had security that he didn't have at home, in case someone decided to follow him after. Instead of heading to the coffee shop he frequented himself, he ordered in and tore off pieces of his croissant as he refreshed his app to see what he could expect from his week. When it did, he paused and then scrolled back to make sure he was looking at the correct day. It wasn't the norm for him to have appointments before noon, but wasn't unheard of. What was unusual was seeing Mr. Tuesday's name on the request for an appointment at 11:30 in the morning on a Friday. That was just in a few hours. He allowed his regulars to request appointments with short notice, but Louis had never done that before. He was Mr. Tuesday for a reason. He checked his email just to be sure Louis hadn't emailed any requests, and took the time until then to tidy up his suite and make himself presentable. Since Louis had seen him in his street clothes, Harry opted to start with something simple he would wear outside of the bedroom, which ended up being just a band tee and his black athletic shorts. Louis always wanted it to feel normal, and that made sense even more after what he'd learned. "Hey," Harry grinned as he opened the door to his suite when Louis knocked. "Missed you." He went to lean in for a kiss as he normally did, but was stopped by Louis's gentle hand against his chest. "Please don't do that right now," he said softly as he came in. Harry straightened up and closed the door behind him. When he turned, Louis looked awkward as he stood in the center of the room. "I wanted to apologize for yesterday. I intruded on your time when I wasn't paying for it, and it was inappropriate of me to do that. I hope it doesn't change our working relationship." Harry almost laughed at how formal his apology sounded. It wasn't the sentiment, but how it was delivered, like it had been more than just a conversation. "No need to apologize. I enjoyed our conversation," Harry said with a one-shoulder shrug. "It was no different than approaching my doctor in public or something like that. It was disrespectful." Harry raised his hand to cover his amused grin. Louis looked so worried and upset when no wrongs had been done. "Here, have a seat." Harry lightly took his shoulders and directed him to the love seat. He sat on the opposite side, their knees touching. "I appreciate your concern, but I'm not upset. I'm a person outside of my job, and you're a person outside of being a client. I could have stopped our interaction at any time if I wanted to or if I was uncomfortable. I promise." He reached out and took one of Louis's hands in his and squeezed it gently in assurance. "It was nice to learn some things about you," Harry said honestly. They spent a lot of non-sexual time together, but they talked about trivial things or not at all. Harry liked having more pieces of the puzzle. "None of the acting right now, please," Louis begged softly. "I'm not sure if you realize how often I'm not acting with you," Harry said hesitantly. It was a dangerous thing to admit on this level. It was one thing to express that he genuinely enjoyed their sex, and another to admit things that might give a client false hope or fuel to think everything is mutual. "You're very easy to be around, and I don't have to put much effort into pretending we're together." "You're younger than some of my children," he pointed out with a roll of his eyes. "You don't have to butter me up right now. I'm asking you not to." "I honestly think you're very handsome and find you very attractive." Harry reached out to touch the stubble along his jaw that was just beginning to fade into gray at his temples. "And you're one of my nicest, most considerate clients. Especially in bed. Definitely in bed." Harry held back his grin until he got Louis to follow, and then raised a suggestive brow to break some of the tension Louis was still radiating. "But this is your experience," Harry said, breaking away from his playful tone again so Louis would know he was being serious. "We can continue with your original requests and forget our conversation ever happened. Or we could spend more time as us. There are certain things I won't disclose for security reasons, but I don't mind talking about any other part of my life with you. Either way, it does give me more insight on things we could try out together." "When I first came here," Louis said after a thoughtful moment, "there were food services on the menu." Harry nodded. Can we have dinner? Together? Would that be weird?" "I think that would be lovely, Louis," Harry said with a smile that made him feel giddy. It felt like a real date, and he decided he liked to think of it that way. Dinner bookings were something Harry did a lot when he was first starting out, but not so much now that he'd established a steady base of regulars. I know that I'm paying you to do this, but I'd really like to get to know you. Harry felt butterflies in his stomach and didn't make any effort to school his features. He stole a kiss that turned into several playful more, and it just felt right. Harry had a lifetime of financial goals he'd set up when he started to take his work seriously. His days in sex work were finite. He'd known that when he started. "I'd really like to get to know you, too," he said in a whisper against Louis's lips. He could only hope that when it was time to retire, Louis would be ready to take the next step with him as well. This was Mr. Tuesday by Jerry on AO3 and on Tumblr. You can also find us on Tumblr at podfic-pals.tumblr.com or on Anchor at anchor.fm/podfic-pals. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time.